WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Running mate, wildfire. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is considering vice presidential running mates. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
Looking for a vice president, Trump told CNN that since he's the deal maker,
I would want somebody that would help me from a legislative standpoint, getting things passed through Congress.
Speculation has grown around Florida Governor Rick Scott, not only for strong conservative credentials, but winning the Sunshine State would benefit the Republican candidate immensely.
I'm going to pass. I will do everything I can to make sure he wins, both our state, and if he wants any help nationwide, I'll do anything I can to make sure he wins, but I'm going to stay in this job.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
A massive wildfire in Alberta, Canada has forced a massive evacuation. Danielle Larrivee is the Minister of Municipal Affairs.
Our focus at this time remains completely and entirely on ensuring residents and our first responders and firefighters are safe and secure.
88,000 people have been evacuated. I'm Elliot Francis. Supporters of an initiative to legalize recreational marijuana use in California have gathered more than enough signatures to put that measure on the ballot. Jim Roop reports.
Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado are the four states now where adults can legally smoke pot. The measure in the Golden State is backed by some big names like Napster founder Sean Parker and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
I know this is tough for some.
It's the revenue save backers. Colorado, for example, in fiscal 2014-2015 raised some $70 million in revenue from the sale of pot. In this fiscal year, through February alone, revenue's already at nearly $112 million. Opposition points to addiction and a UC Davis study that shows regular pot users have more debt, cash flow problems, as well as downward mobility. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Hillary Clinton is brushing off claims that a Romanian hacker managed to get into the private server where she stored emails while Secretary of State. A campaign spokesperson says the hacker offered no proof his claims were true and his descriptions of the server were inaccurate. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro's general manager is reportedly set to unveil a maintenance plan soon that could close portions of the rail system for extended periods of time. The announcement could, in fact, come as early as tomorrow. The Metro board will reportedly meet tomorrow to hear details of Paul Wiedefel's plan. It's been a week of upheaval in the presidential race, but Virginia's status as a key battleground state in November remains unchanged.
No matter how unconventional this general election may be, Virginia remains a microcosm of the country, says Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd.
Not only is it so different depending on the region of the state you're looking at, but it also is dynamic. It changes from election to election.
In the primary, Donald Trump lost big in Northern Virginia, but did better down I-81 and in the Hampton Roads area.
Rural Western Virginia is in play because I think Clinton is going to go after the white working class vote.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe remains one of Clinton's closest friends, and she may get an even bigger boost if Senator Tim Kaine stays on her VP shortlist. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A proposed meals tax has long been a hotly contested issue in Fairfax County. Now lawmakers may try again to make it work.
Arlington and Alexandria counties tax diners. Fairfax wants to cash in too. County Chairwoman Sharon Bulova.
Revenue from the meals tax would help to diversify our revenue.
Fairfax County lawmakers are proposing a 4% tax on prepared foods. Claude Anderson is with the Clyde's Restaurant Group.
And we just think it's just too much. We're also county residents besides the fact that we, you know, have restaurants there.
Anderson says diners may eat elsewhere and they might tip less. The Fairfax Board of Supervisors still needs to vote. If it passes, a referendum will go to voters in the fall. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,651. The NASDAQ at 47,26. Sports, the Caps now on the brink of elimination, losing Game 4 to the Penguins. Game 5 Saturday night. Baseball, the Nats pound the Royals. The O's lose to the Yankees. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Savay, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS Therapy It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, it's the overnight construction not quite wrapped up in Silver Spring. Heading from Bethesda towards Silver Spring on the inner loop right near University Boulevard, it's the two right lanes still coned off. No delays here coming up on this at speed, so watch. The workers are still there. South on 95, I don't have any reported incidents, but seeing a little bit of volume to merge on through to the Beltway. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie and heading in through town good. It's outbound 50 where we had a crash inside the Beltway before you get to 410. So crews were still dealing with that, trying to get it over to the shoulder. No problems to the Wilson Bridge. In fact, the Beltway in Annandale and Tyson's off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
58 today. Areas of light rain and drizzle this morning with a chance of showers. And we'll probably get some showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight we fall to 51 with periods of rain developing. So a steady rain coming in, and rain is likely tomorrow with thunderstorms possible. Highs only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Leesburg, 48 in Bowie, 51 degrees in Washington. A leader of the Never Trump movement says he's had a number of conversations now about laying the groundwork for a third-party candidate. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a great show lined up for you here on this Thursday morning. At 735 this morning, it's Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch. Did you hear? He may well get to depose Hillary Clinton in regards to the email server. There are new developments in that story. We will bring you up to date at 735 with Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. At 8:05, Bill Kristol, he has been absolutely against the idea of Donald Trump as a presidential nominee, but where is he now? Bill Kristol with the Weekly Standard, 8:05. At 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN, and then at 8:45, our good friend Janice Dean, the Weather Machine, is going to come by. She's got another Freddie the Frogcaster book. It's all coming up right here on Mornings in the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And yesterday, John Kasich dropped out of the Republican race for president, thus paving the way for Donald Trump to be the eventual nominee. I mean, here's an amazing thing, folks. There may be a floor fight at the convention, a nasty, dirty, bloody, vitriolic, party-dividing floor fight at the convention to see who will get the nomination, but it's not going to be at the Republican convention. It could very well be at the Democrats' convention, as Bernie Sanders keeps holding on and saying that he deserves some superdelegates. He's got the money to take it all the way to Philadelphia. Who would have thought this far in after a field of 17 candidates that the Republicans would have it all locked up the first week of May, and the Democrats, the coronation of Hillary Clinton, has been stalled by one socialist out of Vermont, and that could actually end up being the floor fight. Well, that's fun, and we should pop the popcorn on that one. But as Donald Trump starts to pivot and become a general election candidate, well, he's starting to say some things that might give some of his supporters up until this point some pause. And I point specifically to an interview with Lester Holt last night on NBC News, where he revealed that no, in fact, he will not be self-funding his general election campaign. He plans to work with the RNC to raise $1 billion. And I want to know if you're okay with that. If that's a good idea, if that's a bad idea, does it make him a more attractive or less attractive candidate to you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And there's really two audiences for this question. If you're a Trump supporter, one of the things you probably liked about Donald Trump was the fact that he self-funded his primary campaign, that he wasn't beholden to anyone. Boy, I remember those pictures of Ted Cruz, and they used to put like stickers on his suit like it was a NASCAR car, you know, suggesting that he was sponsored by banks and special interests and all these things. But Donald Trump, no, he didn't have any dirty money coming from people. Well, now he's going to have to start raising money. And I guess, theoretically, that puts him in the same camp as Hillary Clinton. Clinton, or does it? I mean, Hillary Clinton has decades of being in bed with big money in politics. Donald Trump, this will be the first time he ever raises money. So I guess if you're a Trump supporter, are you okay with him now giving up on that? But if you're not a Trump supporter and you worried about Donald Trump being a first-timer in politics and not being somebody who has the experience to run a campaign and maybe the concern that he might have been outfunded and outraised by Hillary Clinton in the general election, well, does this give you a little bit of hope? Do you think, okay, well, he's going to run the general a little more traditionally and he's actually going to raise money like a normal candidate? Maybe that's a good thing for you. I don't know. You tell me. 888-630-9625. Give us a call on this one. Trump raising $1 billion with the RNC. I'm fine with it. Listen, this doesn't change my opinion of any of the candidates. I assumed that Donald Trump was going to have to raise money in the general because Hillary is going to be so loaded with cash to ask somebody to bring in $1 billion of their own dollars is a tall order. It is interesting to me that he's specifically reaching out in this interview and saying, I'm going to raise this money with the RNC, because he and the RNC have not gotten along very well up until now. But maybe there's a lot of kumbaya going on there. But to me, I think it's an effective thing and it's a good thing.
Well, I think if you look at Donald Trump's wealth, you have to come to the pretty quick conclusion that a lot of his wealth is tied up in property. I mean, he's a very rich man, but his net worth is up there because he has these really wonderful properties all over the country. And those properties, there's not like a lot of cash laying around in a company like Donald Trump's. So if he's going to self-fund, he's going to have to get rid of some of the properties. And I think he just decided he didn't want to do that. That's okay. That's fine. I never really worried too much about the fact that he might have to come in and raise money in the general election. I do admire the fact that he self-funded in the primaries. I admire that. And it says I'm putting my money where my mouth is. But he's made that investment and he's earned the nomination. He will eventually be nominated. And I say, okay, fine, go out there and raise money. Money is the mother's milk of politics. It is absolutely essential to having an effective campaign. And believe me, Republicans are going to go up against a well-funded Democratic machine. If there's one thing that the Clintons know how to do, it's how to raise money. And they're going to be coming at him with a lot of money and a lot of funding. And you need to be able to fight fire with fire. And to me, the most important thing is defeating Hillary Clinton. So if we have to raise some money in the public sector and we don't self-fund, I'm absolutely okay with that.
But I'm personally okay with it too, but just as a political observer, as an observer of this process that started back in August, doesn't this take a huge quiver out of Trump's bow? He has been able to use this against his opponents to be able to say, I don't have a bunch of people funding my campaign.
How many times on this show did we hear people call in and say, well, the thing I like about him is he can't be bought?
Then that's a great talking point to use against the likes of Hillary Clinton, who, I mean, you think big money in politics and making yourself wealthy through the American political process, she is the poster child for that.
Has she now, listen, he
can still say, listen, I didn't need to get into politics to make my money. I made my money the old-fashioned way. I got some starter funds from my dad. I think it undercuts one of his rhetorical weapons that he was able to use quite effectively. Sam and Woodbridge, what do you think? Are you okay with Trump sort of changing his funding plans here now that he's in the general election?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Honestly, this is a big nothing burger. Him doing it at the get-go in the primaries is great, but hey, we're in the general election now, and the GOP has said he's our man, we're backing him, then they need to pony up and fund, because if anybody thinks going into this election that we should go in with one hand tied behind our back, so to speak, when it comes to relaying information through ads, TV ads, advertising, things like that, they're out of their mind. You know, it kind of goes in line with all these ever Trumpsters that, you know, I've been watching one guy in particular at home on Facebook. I'm just pulling my hair out saying, you know, take a deep breath, listen to the man. I know he said stupid things in the past, but listen to him, watch who he pulls up for his cabinet, then start talking about the third party crap. But these guys are just like, foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, no, I know. And listen, the Never Trump people have to go through a process, and so we're trying to get the, you know, there's anger, denial, depression, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Yeah, right. So they're still in the anger mode, I think. Thanks, Sam, for that. We will continue with your calls on this. Are you okay with Donald Trump deciding now that he will, in fact, raise $1 billion? He won't be self-funded. Does it make him a little vulnerable to the charge that he's no longer his own man, that he is actually going to be beholden to some of the big fundraisers? We'll let you hear it from his own words as well from last night's interview with Lester Holt. That's coming up in a moment. But right now,
it is 5:15. That's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and let's go from Annapolis Bowie and inside the Beltway on 50. Great ride, no problems into town. It's heading out on 50 before you get to the Beltway near 410. Had an overnight incident, truck still on its side over on the shoulder, but it crowds the right lane. So outbound 50 near 410, that's where we have the activity. No delay at the present time, but keep a watch on that. On 270 south out of Frederick, starting to see a little bit of volume just as you pass the Monocacy and heading down toward Urbana, but lanes are reported open. 66, no early troubles. Greenway Toll Road good. Beltway through Annapolis and Tysons. Quiet bridges into town. Crossing just fine over the Teddy Roosevelt Key Bridge in and out of Georgetown. Roslyn good and good across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen, a lot of rain still for the next couple of days. Cloudy, drizzle rain today. A few showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. A high only of 58. Tonight, 51 is the overnight low and periods of rain. An 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, about an inch of rain is possible. A high of 57. Then on Saturday, I don't see any rain in the forecast, but it will be cloudy and temperatures in the low 70s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, temperatures again in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 516 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Tonight on ABC7, after Scandal and The Catch, hear about a young woman's journey of forgiveness after her parents murder-suicide. Tonight on ABC7 News at 11.
Last night on NBC Nightly News, Donald Trump, Lester Holt, the question comes up, what about raising money in the general election?
You've been proud of the fact that you've self-funded your campaign to this point. You talk about donations can have, you know, poor, bad influence. There is a super PAC being formed now to support you. Where do you stand now as you move into the very expensive general election campaign? Will you accept donations?
Well, I don't know, first of all, about super PACs. I know that people maybe like me and they form a super PAC, but I have nothing to do with it. As you know, I'm not allowed to have anything to do with it, so we'll see what happens. As far as the campaign, I'm making decisions right now, but probably we'll work with the Republican National Committee, raise a lot of money, and go out and beat Hillary. We're going to try and raise over $1 billion, which is what's going to be necessary. I hear the Democrats maybe will get as high as $2 billion, but we want to raise up to $1 billion, maybe even over that.
There it is, and I think it's a good thing. You know, our last caller there out of Woodbridge said that, you know, we shouldn't fight the Democrats with one hand tied behind my back. This is one of the things that really angered me about John McCain in 2008. Remember, he and Barack Obama during the primary pledged that they would not go outside of the campaign fundraising limits, that they would take the matching funds. Remember that whole thing? And John McCain was so pure in his beliefs about federal funding for campaigns and about campaign finance reform. That was one of his biggest deals, remember, going forward. Remember back when campaign finance reform was like the biggest topic that drove everything that we talked about? Even Barack Obama in 2008, one of the ways that he won the primary against Hillary Clinton was that he was so sure that campaign finance reform was needed. We had to get money out of politics, get money out of politics. And then when he became the nominee, he found out that he could raise $1 billion.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you know what? I need to win. So I'm just going to go ahead and take this $1 billion and forget all that stuff I said about campaign finance. And McCain, he didn't match him. McCain said, nope, I'm going to stay true to my principles and I'm going to lose.
And that is fighting with one hand tied behind your back, because they're going to come at you with everything they got. I mean, you got to have money to play. That is the name of the game. And if you're going to be in politics today, you got to be able to match dollar for dollar. Now, if the Donald wants to, you know, liquidate some properties and sell fun, that's his choice, but it doesn't seem like it's necessary when there are people who want to actually be involved in the process. Making a contribution is not an evil thing. Making a contribution is your way of participating in political speech. And you ought to have that opportunity. And I think that Donald is wise to say, we're going to get out there and raise some money because we want to win. Ultimately, you don't want somebody who's going to fight with their hands tied behind their back.
Yeah. All right. So listen, from the response that we're getting, Brian, I think that most everyone else thinks it's okay too. No big deal for Trump to be able to start raising money for the general election. So that's a good thing. So now, you know, as things move forward here, it looks like we've got lots of pieces in place potentially for people to be coalescing around Donald Trump as the nominee. We had Reince Priebus yesterday coming out and saying in an interview with CNN, maybe a new ideas and a new start for the Republican Party is exactly what we need. And, you know, that's a heck of an olive branch.
And we're also starting to get some sense of what Donald Trump might do in the first 100 days of his administration. He has let it be known that the top priority once being sworn in would be to find a replacement for Scalia and to get that process started. He would then try to rescind immigration orders that were on board and implemented during the Obama years.
As executive actions,
that's right. He would implement an audit of the Federal Reserve. I thought that was an interesting thing.
Well, that's something that gets all the libertarians, the Ron Pauls, the Rand Paul people kind of interested.
He also then said he will begin work on trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So those are the things that are on his top, at least now, as he looks at the lay of the land. Those are the things that he feels like he might focus on. He also said yesterday, and this is something that will irritate some people and other people will applaud it, he said he is at least open to a discussion of raising the minimum wage. He says his bigger priority is to actually just get jobs because, you know, jobs are the problem and we need jobs in America, and that would be a lot of his focus. But he is at least open to a discussion of raising the minimum wage, maybe not to $12 as Hillary Clinton has suggested, or $15 an hour as Bernie Sanders has suggested, but more than is currently the rate. And that will not sit well with everyone, but it was an interesting observation yesterday.
One other thing that came out yesterday about the potential Trump administration, Ben Carson, our favorite surrogate for Donald Trump, floated the idea of Ted Cruz, not as Supreme Court Justice, as we've mentioned in the past, but even, frankly, more intriguing, as the Attorney General of the United States. Mm-hmm. And Ben Carson specifically said, you know, maybe Ted Cruz would make a really good Attorney General, and then we can hand him, as his first priority, the Hillary Clinton email case to go after as Attorney General. And, you know, as we had him on the drive at 5 right before the Maryland primaries, and I specifically asked him about that, and he said, as president, we will definitely be opening up all of these investigations that have been ignored by the Obama Justice Department. So lots of interesting things just in the 24 hours after Donald Trump seems to have secured the nomination.
And since you mentioned it, the email scandal is, there are some new developments in that story, and at 7:35 today, we're going to be joined by Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. They have been given permission to depose key figures in the Hillary Clinton cabinet, a group of people who supported her at the State Department, and said that they might even give him the permission to actually depose Hillary.
More controversy over Justice Scalia's name on the law school at George Mason. We'll tell you about it in a moment. It's 5:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the DC metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family owned. They've been selling homes in the DC area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology,
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 525 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 heading north out of Stafford. Just a little bit of volume again as you head toward the Occoquan. Seeing some of that stop and go just starting to form. 395, still great trip here. Off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, fantastic out of Gainesville. Extending inside the Beltway and toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Beltway looking good as far as the volume right now in Annandale toward Tyson's, but as you pass 50 Arlington Boulevard, right in that stretch, they were looking for a report of a crash. Not finding it yet in the cameras, so keep alert if you're in that area. Pennsylvania Avenue, heading inbound, approaching the Beltway, starting to see some backups forming right before you get to the exit for the Suitland Parkway, right in that stretch, report of an incident. On 50, out of Annapolis Bowie, inside the Beltway, heading into town, good. Heading outbound 50 near 410, prior to the Beltway, crash along the right side. Metro Rail, at the Friendship Heights, just outside of the Friendship Heights station. They had a switch problem as they got underway this morning. They've taken care of it. And residual delays on the red line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp and cool works. Lots of clouds around, too, and some drizzle and some light rain around this morning. A stray shower thunderstorm in the forecast today. Temperatures only in the upper 50s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is now 527. At George Mason University, the faculty is expressing deep concern about a recent decision to rename the law school there after former Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. They are asking the question of the administration there, you know, does this private donation of $30 million to rename the school, well, does it have an impact on the university's academic integrity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And so they have issued a letter to the administration saying, let's delay this. Let's have a conversation about it. and I do find that there's one member of the faculty who has written a letter. He's against this whole idea of delay. And he says, let's not kid. This is a quote. His name, by the way, Lloyd Cohen. Let's not kid ourselves. If this was a gift from the George Soros to create the Harry Blackmun Law School, we would not be here today having this conversation. So he says it's the political agenda of this group is very evident.
Yeah. It's 527 on WMAL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Guccifer says he had his way with Hillary's private server. And it may be that Hillary is actually deposed over the email case. We'll tell you all the latest news coming up right after the news. It's 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Metro's general manager is reportedly set to unveil a maintenance plan as early as tomorrow that could shut down portions of the Metro rail system for extended periods of time. Reports say Paul Wiedefeld is going to detail his plan to the Metro board tomorrow. It's not yet clear, though, when the work might actually begin. Donald Trump now looks to be the Republican nominee this fall, and Hillary Clinton is acting as though she's got the Democratic nomination wrapped up, but her primary opponent says not so fast.
Bernie Sanders says the race isn't over.
We will continue to fight uphill, and I think we still have a narrow path toward victory.
His campaign is threatening to contest the convention, but he can't win the nomination without superdelegates, so both Clinton and Trump are pursuing his supporters.
I think a lot of the Bernie Sanders young people are going to join my campaign.
I'm certainly going to be reaching out to his supporters, who have far more in common with me and my supporters than they do with Donald Trump and his campaign.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The Democratic Governors Association is pressuring a group of Republican governors, including Maryland's Larry Hogan, to take a stand on the Donald Trump candidacy. They've dubbed the GOP governors the Silent Nine for refusing to say whether they would support Trump. There'll soon have to be a little, you'll soon have to be a little bit older to legally buy a pack of cigarettes in California.
Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that will raise the age of purchasing tobacco products to 21. It was part of a package of anti-smoking measures that includes restrictions on using e-cigarettes in public places. Brown vetoed a bill that would allow local counties to impose their own tobacco taxes. The measures will take effect June 9th.
Correspondent Al Smith checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,651. The Nasdaq at 47,26. Sports, the Caps fall to the Penguins in Game 4. Now trail 3-1. The Nationals crush the Royals. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission. To hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable. I had a big fear of the dentist, but for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I want to tell you about Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. First of all, most importantly, they're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. Everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. And since May is National Military Appreciation Month, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, sleep, dream, smile.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area. So you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next session starts May 16th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're doing okay on 270 south out of Frederick. The volume, of course, is expected this time of the morning, pushing down toward Urbana and again past the exit for 109. For 29, as you come out of Columbia, down through White Oak, Four Corners to the Beltway, good. 95's been quiet. Beltway, lanes are open. Bethesda, Silver Spring, and over to the Wilson Bridge, not seeing any backups. Pennsylvania Avenue, hold on. Before you get to the Beltway, inbound Route 4, before the Suitland Parkway for the crash, watch for police there on the scene. And now, Suitland Parkway inside the Beltway, seeing a sudden backup forming just after Alabama Avenue, so looking to see if there's anything in the way there. On 50, the John Hanson Highway coming into town through Annapolis and Bowie, inside the Beltway through Chevrolet Good, heading outbound 50 before the Beltway crash along the right side in just a brief delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low around, and then developing low pressure to our east is going to keep it damp tomorrow, the wettest day the next five. Gray shower, maybe a thunderstorm today with some morning drizzle and light rainfall. 58 with a breeze. Tonight, the steadier rain developing late, maybe a rumble of thunder, 51. Tomorrow, rain likely, possible thunder, 57. Maybe an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 51 in Warrenton, 48 in Olney, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
5:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got a loaded morning for you. All the politics, news, entertainment. Also in studio, 735, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch on the latest on Hillary's emails. 805, Bill Kristol, Weekly Standard on the future of the GOP. 835, Jake Tapper, CNN on the politics of the week. And then at 845, Janice Dean, The Weather Machine, brand new book about weather for kids. I'm Larry O'Connor. There's Brian Wilson.
All right, so there are big developments in the Hillary email story. Let me start off by doing an analysis of what Catherine Herridge over at Fox News has uncovered. She has actually gotten an interview with Guccifer. Who is Guccifer? He's this Romanian hacker. He's been brought back to this country by the FBI, been extradited to the U.S., interestingly enough, at a time when perhaps, the FBI is in the middle of its Hillary investigation. They say it's a coincidence. But anyway, so she is able to get him on the phone and able to talk to him and actually get some information out of him about whether or not he actually was able to hack into Hillary's private email server. Remember, the Hillary campaign says, oh, no, there's no evidence whatsoever that anybody ever hacked into her private server. We have no evidence whatsoever. Guccifer, who was responsible for revealing the Sidney Blumenthal emails that made everybody aware that there was a private server, says, oh, no, I walked through the door of that thing like it was a knife through butter.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of that interview.
Once inside Blumenthal's AOL account, Lazar said he gathered information about the Clinton server's IP address, a unique numeric code like a phone number or home address.
How many times did you access the Clinton server, Marcel?
I say like twice. For me, it was not like the Hillary Clinton server. It was like an email server she and others were using with political boring stuff.
Yeah, so a couple times.
He also said, I wasn't really interested. A whole bunch of other people on that server, they're all talking politics.
Yeah,
and
he said,
It wasn't really in his wheelhouse.
No. But he said, I had no problem walking right through the door.
By the way, people have to understand, this is not some guy. He's completely uneducated. He doesn't even have any computer training, Lucifer. Right. He's working out of his house in Romania.
Right, using Russian servers.
Using Russian servers. He just did some research, and he just took some guesses and figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, how interesting is that? That somebody with relatively little training was able to blow through the doors of this email server, according to him.
And again, he's like one of these WikiLeaks kind of guys. He's looking for government corruption. He's looking for the globalists. He's not looking for state secrets necessarily.
Right.
He's not. Now imagine. So now take this to the Moscow or to Beijing, or Tehran, where you have our enemies who, maybe know a little bit even more about hacking, who get into Hillary Clinton servers and specifically are looking for top secret and classified information that would aid our enemies.
Well, just think about this. He was using Russian servers.
Yeah.
Do you think the Russians didn't notice what he was doing? I mean, come on.
Huh?
Those people are no slouches when it comes to gathering intelligence. Yeah. All right, so
here's
a little more from Guccifer.
And in the process of identifying the server's vulnerabilities, Lazar said he came across evidence that others were there.
There were several others up to 10, like IDs from other parts of the world. You see the numbers only, but you can tell by the numbers the region of the world.
And he says it was a piece of cake.
You accessed a lot of accounts, Marcel.
Yeah.
Is the Clinton server easy or hard?
No, for me, what is it?
All right, so there's... No.
By the way, you got to give props to Catherine Herridge and the team over for the investigative unit at Fox News.
Right.
A jailhouse interview with Guccifer, the international hacker.
That's amazing. And kudos to her. Great reporting.
Well, and may I say, where's the rest of the media?
Yeah.
Why does it take Catherine Herridge and her team over there to uncover all of these stories? Why is it that Anderson Cooper is not interested in this?
That's right.
And Anderson Cooper is only interested. And by the way, sat down, exclusive interview with Hillary Clinton yesterday. Guess what wasn't brought up?
This.
No.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, other big news in the Hillary email story, and it has to do with the fact that Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch will be here at 7:35 to give us more details on this. But Judicial Watch has been out there asking questions about what happened here and where are the emails that back this up. Well, in a FOIA case that has to do with whether it's turned into an investigation into whether or not the State Department did everything it should have done to answer a FOIA request that was proffered by Judicial Watch way back in the day. And they have found that, of course, they did not. And the judge in the case has said, all right, Judicial Watch, even though this is a FOIA case and even though this is very rare, I'm going to give you authority to depose key players in the Clinton State Department at the time to try to find out about this. And you're going to hear from Cheryl Mills.
Huh?
You're going to hear from Huma Abedin.
Those are key players.
Those are people who are going to be deposed by Judicial Watch. And here's the other thing.
Mm.
As the judge was wrapping up yesterday, he let it be known, we may also need to depose Hillary Clinton on this matter.
Well, she would, in fact, be a key player.
I would think so.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. And so, he says, now you need to come back to me and talk to me about why you need to do this, but I'm letting everybody know up front, this may be required.
I like this judge.
I like this judge, too, and I love the fact that Judicial Watch is out there accomplishing a lot on this story that that other people don't seem to be able to accomplish.
Yeah.
So, kudos to Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch, who will join us at 7:35.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear the kudos and more details on that story. 5:43, traffic and weather coming up in just 2 minutes.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The United States is working with the interim Libyan government to see what help it might need in the fight against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. In a joint press conference, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine Corps General Joe Dunforth, pointed out that the U.S. was already conducting operations against ISIL targets in Libya. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings. Play with a team that's been serving the local community for over 70 years, and your landscape will win over the neighborhood with our superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products. Our experienced designers will rally to develop a solution that will meet and exceed your expectations. For your free estimate and 25% off savings, go to longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, nice calm start around the Capitol Beltway. Yeah. Looks fantastic. Virginia, Maryland. Getting up to the Beltway, though, Maryland, Route 4, bit of volume. Had the crash inbound 4 before the Beltway at the Suitland Parkway. And police tell me it's on the shoulder, but I'm seeing those delays continue to grow. So inbound 4 before the Beltway. Watch for some of that stop-and-go volume. Let's get you through town. DC 295 lanes are open southbound, but the early stop-and-go beginning past Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. Nothing reported in the way. Heading outbound on 50 before you get to the Beltway near 410 from an overnight crash. Still have the right side crowded with the accident activity, but no delays. So you're coming up on that at speed. 270 volume, 66. Same story through Manassas Centerville, just seeing some of those brake lights. 95, same story through Stafford and over the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low around, and then developing low pressure to our east is going to keep it damp tomorrow, the wettest day, the next five. Gray shower, maybe a thunderstorm today with some morning drizzle and light rainfall. 58 with a breeze. Tonight, the steadier rain developing late, maybe a rumble of thunder, 51. Tomorrow, rain likely, possible thunder, 57. Maybe an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
What could this mean?
It could mean that it's time for Critter News on WMAL, which is, of course, a certified fan favorite.
It really is verified.
It is verified, absolutely. We're going to start with Dateline Washington State, the other Washington. Police are involved in a high-speed chase. They're chasing a guy who's going 112 miles an hour. And as sometimes happens in these high-speed chases, the man driving 112 miles an hour loses control of said vehicle and crashes into a gigantic rock.
Awful.
Well, he jumps out. Somehow surviving the crash, jumps out of the car and starts to run away on foot, as you often see them do. Except that he stops about 10 paces from the car and he runs back to the car. He has forgotten something. It is a monkey.
Baby monkey! Baby monkey!
Get a monkey in the car.
Well, he wasn't riding on a pig, but he did ride on the guy's back. The monkey jumped on his back.
Explain why he was going 125 miles an hour.
There was a monkey on his back.
Sure.
Yeah, well, anyway, the monkey jumps on the guy's back, and he takes off running, and police chase him and eventually arrest him, and they say that they charged the man but released the monkey to family members because they said the monkey wasn't driving.
Mm.
The monkey was just a passenger. They verified that the monkey was not driving, therefore it was okay to release him. The police said.
How did they verify?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I know that you want to say what the police said, but are you the article actually says the police verified
that the monkey was not driving, and they said they had to release him because, after all, the only thing he could be charged with was monkey business. That's what they said. I mean, it was an attempt at humor.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said.
The police?
That wasn't me. That was them.
All right.
All right, so now I want to move on to Mac.
I don't.
Stop it.
All right.
Oh, you like that song.
I love
Mac,
that song.
The beehive sniffing dog. Yes, in Maryland, there is a dog named Mac. He's a 2-year-old Labrador who is a beehive sniffing dog. He goes around sniffing beehives. Why? Because there is something called Malbrood, American foul brood, that is infecting beehives all over the country. It's a bacteria that affects bees. And apparently Mac has the innate ability to sniff out the beehives that have American foul brood.
That's terrific.
And so the owner is a chief apiary inspector. Who knew there was one?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a chief apiary inspector for the Maryland Department of Agriculture who says that Mac, the beehive-sniffing dog, can sniff 200 beehives per hour.
All right.
So there you go.
That's quite a gig. How does he not get stung?
They actually do most of their inspections in the fall when the bees are not very active.
Oh, well. Right.
If you did it in the spring,
that
Labrador's going to get stung.
I would think so. I would think that this was a dangerous job for Mac, but now I feel a little bit better.
You asked
about
me
it.
The question. You didn't think I had the answer.
No, I'm glad that you had the answer.
Right.
You are the master of critter news.
I have one.
He's sniffing all these beehives.
Yeah, he's right.
All right.
He's a beehive sniffing dog.
Well, let's not drone on about it.
No.
sorry.
All right, so one more piece of critter news.
Yes.
Apparently, over at the Van Ness Metro Station yesterday, there was an incredible critter encounter. So people are just going about their business. They're getting on the metro, fearing for their lives, of course, in that whole process. And while they're standing there, you know, nervously waiting, trying to decide whether they really want to get on the metro train or not, because, you know, it's dangerous, what should happen to come through the metro station, but a little baby beaver.
Yeah.
A baby beaver. Said to be quite adorable and comes waddling through.
It's pretty cute.
Apparently it was lost.
Yeah. Well, I would think so.
Yeah. Lost. It wasn't supposed to be there.
He was looking for the orange line. And everyone knows you're supposed to switch at Farragut.
That's right. Well, I guess that's what it was. However, the beaver was captured and released into a nearby waterway.
Yeah, the video's out there. It's gone viral. New York has its pizza rat.
We have an adorable
DC
baby
has
beaver.
Little cute beavers.
Metro beaver. Here's El Rushbo.
When Target jumped into the transgender bathroom debate, they had to know there'd be pushback. But did they know how much? A boycott petition started by the American Family Foundation has over 1 million signatures so far, and many of those signers are serious. Before Target decided to abandon men's and women's bathrooms and fitting rooms, 42% of consumers said they would consider shopping there. After the new policy, that dropped to 38%. YouGov, the firm that conducted the research, calls that drop significant. And there's an additional controversy. The Washington Post reports that boycott organizers say they have started sending men into women's bathrooms at Target. But that story is being strongly denied by the president of the group. Meanwhile, some on Target staff are afraid. An anonymous employee in Tampa told local media he's worried that the boycott's going to end up costing jobs. He wondered if the boycotters care about families, including the families of Target employees who might lose their jobs. Hey, it's a good question, but you're asking the wrong people. Target employees need to ask that question of those who shoved this politically correct policy down their customers' throats. Men's and women's bathrooms have been around since there were public bathrooms, for obvious reasons, which shouldn't have to be explained. The fact that we have to explain this is a sign of how bad we're eroding.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years, all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It is now 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Great time to get going on 66. Just some of that volume in through Manassas, Centerville. 95, same story through Stafford and Dale City. What can be expected? Now, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue in Maryland. Very slow. Heading inbound 4 before you get to the Beltway near the Suitland Parkway. Crews still dealing with the crash. And as I was talking about, delays continue to grow. So we're in heavy volume before Woodyard Road. Heading up through to the Beltway, you need extra time for Route 4 this morning. No problems to report on 270, but the stop and go now with us through Urbana and down past the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp and cool works. Lots of clouds around too, and some drizzle and some light rain around this morning. A stray shower, thunderstorm in the forecast today. Temperatures only in the upper 50s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Jake Arrieta.
90, diving down and away. Wicked.
Most agree he was the best pitcher in baseball. Bryce Harper.
It is up against the wall and gone.
Left no doubt who was most valuable.
Another opposite field homer.
Cy Young winner versus MVP. Connect. Nationals Cubs. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Eight baseball great.
Dad was an ATF agent in pain.
I guess he was saying goodbye.
Mom was a popular teacher.
My mom was my best friend.
Their murder-suicide left a crushing void.
It's hard to talk about it.
But now their daughter is sharing a remarkable story of courage and even hope with 7 on Your Side's Jennifer Donlan.
One night doesn't erase 17 years of happiness.
Finding Forgiveness, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Coming up on WMAL.
A new law in Wisconsin fines parents for the bad behavior of their children. Are you okay with that?
John Kasich has dropped out, and there's a lot of things to cover in 2016 presidential politics news. We'll have it coming up right after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.